kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Time check po, 10:43 ang ating oras. Kasama niyo pa rin po Claudette hanggang alas 11 ng umaga. As promised po ay makakausap po natin ng live mula sa telepono. Mag-asawa po sila na nag-self-isolate ng 14 days sa Brisbane. Actually, I think it's their 11th day on self-isolation. Makakasama natin sa telepono ngayong umaga, isa Gani Araw. Magandang araw, Gani!
Hello, kumusta, everyone?
I'm good. Kumusta ka?
You know what? So far, so good. We have remained asymptomatic, so you know we're feeling positive so far.
That's good. So you're on day 11, tama ba?
We are on day 11 now. So almost there. Five days left.
Yeah, go for it. Okay, so pag-usapan muna natin, Gani, yung kwento, no? How you got quarantined and all that. So nagbakasyon kayo, right? Nag-holiday kayo sa Amerika. Right.
So we were we left Australia on the 10th of March for our holiday in the US. It was supposed to be a 1 month holiday.
Mm.
But 3 days after we arrived there, the World Health Organization suddenly declared pandemic. So everything just, you know, went downhill from there. Everything got shut down. Lockdown in the US. So we just got as far as San Francisco, and within 5 days we decided to just abandon our holiday and come back.
Mm.
Yeah, as soon as possible, because flights were being cancelled and you know there was no point staying there. Everything was closed and and you know just the enjoyment was gone. You know, you're in a public area and you think, you know, maybe that person has, you know, the disease. So it was just not fun anymore. So we thought, we have to cancel this holiday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so nung bumalik kayo sa Australia, no, dumating kayo sa Brisbane Airport, ano yung mga protocol doon? What did you have to do when you arrived?
So we arrived on the 19th, so pretty much 8 days later after our holiday. So at the airport, we were met with people in surgical masks, and they were giving us just leaflets about what we have to do. And we also had to sign forms that we will comply with the home quarantine.
Mm.
And then we went through customs, and then on the other side, they spoke to us again about what we needed to do. Basically, that was pretty much it. Basically, they just gave us advice on what to do. That we can't we have to go home straight away.
Yep.
Self quarantine 14 days, and they we had to sign the form that we will comply. So
may sumundo sa inyo pa uwi ng bahay or yung family niyo na?
Sorry, repeat that.
So sino sumundo sa inyo sa airport pa uwi ng bahay? Or nag-taxi kayo? Ano yung transportation?
So we got a taxi.
Mm.
And then we went straight home, and pretty much we've stayed here since. We haven't been able to go out at all.
So how are you coping so far?
Well, you know, it's not too bad. I mean, you know, we're used to going out to dinners.
Hmm.
We're used to, you know, I like to go for a run for exercise, and you know, we haven't been able to do that. It can be challenging, but you know, we've made sure that we sort of keep a healthy mind. So luckily we have a bit of a backyard, so. You know, I've just been able to just, you know, even go around, run around in circles in the backyard, you know, to do some exercise, just things like that. Luckily, we were able to order online food, so, you know, to keep us, you know, have something to eat, basically. So, and, you know, we have each other, my wife and I, and we have a pet dog. So, you know, it's just, you know, good for mental health to you know, keep active. And
who does your grocery, yung mga things para sa inyo, like mamili ng mga pangangailangan nyo, is someone doing that for you? while you guys are on self-isolation? Yeah?
Yeah. So fortunately, you can still order home delivery food through Woolworths. So you just go on their website, and if you are in mandatory isolation, they have you as a priority. You just have to fill up a form online. So we've been able to get Woolworths to deliver some groceries a few days ago. So that was good. You can also get like Uber Eats, you know, home delivered from certain takeaway restaurants. So that's good. And, you know, we're also lucky because I have a brother that lives not too far from here. And, you know, we've been able to get him to, you know, just buy us little stuff like tissues and just little things.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so no symptoms have come out. This would mean you're COVID-free. So ano ba ang mga hakbang or steps taken after this?
So at the moment, we have remained asymptomatic, no symptoms so far. You know, you do get worried that, like, you know, when is it going to come? Is it going to come?
Yes.
You know, did I get it? Did I contract it through my travel? So, you need to worry in the back of your mind. But so far, we have remained healthy. So we have remained positive. We will be able to get, you know, to leave the house, I think, April 2.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, as long as you remain asymptomatic, you don't have to do anything else. You can, you know, get on with life, basically. But, as the government suggested, we should still, you know, stay at home as much as possible. So we will do that. We'll only go out, you know, if we need food and things like that, or exercise, but, you know, away from people.
Yes. Social distance.
Yeah. Social distancing, for sure.
Mm-mm. So after ng 14 days, Gani, hindi mo naman kailangan humingi ng permit, no? Na, oh, we've done the 14-day quarantine. Kailangan ng parang, ang tawag nito, parang assessment na okay ka, COVID-free ka, or magpa-check ka. Is there anything like that?
As far as I know, there's no extra checks once you've done the 14 days self-isolation. However, they do advise that if you have some sort of symptoms, especially fever, cough, things like that, the protocol is that you're meant to call your GP ahead and then make an appointment. But so once you make an appointment, then you can go and see your GP. I think they have like a certain protocol once you're at the clinic, but you know, I'm not sure what that is exactly. But you don't just turn up to a clinic, doctors and coughing and having fever because you're just spreading the disease. So you call ahead if you have symptoms. Call ahead to your local GP clinic, and organize a test from there. Yeah.
Okay. And being on self-isolation for 14 days, I'm sure reflect. Because you're alone and you've able to, you know, think. Any lesson you've learned and discovered during this time that you can share with us?
Well, you know, you just have to remain positive. It's hard, you know, you're stuck at home. I don't even know what the outside world looks like at the moment. Mm-hmm. I just hear from the news, you know, like the streets are empty. You know, I don't know. I don't see that. I'm stuck at home. You do worry that, you know, when am I going to develop the symptoms? Am I going to get it? You know, I just remain try to remain positive. Try be active as much as you can. Like I said, we're lucky. We have a small yard, so we've been able to do exercise outside, get a bit of sun. You know, if you're stuck in hotel rooms, for example, you can still be active. You know, just do, you know, burpees or you know, star jumps. You know, like just be active.
Just be creative there.
Yeah, be creative, physically active. Go on social media, connect with, you know, friends and family. All of that helps, you know, and just try to eat well. In fact, the fact that we've been stuck at home, we've actually been eating a lot more healthy, I think, because instead of going out to, you know, restaurants or takeaway food, you know, that's a bit unhealthy, by cooking at home, cooking healthy food, I think that helps too.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, so good luck everyone who are, you know, listening, and if you're in self-isolation, we're in this together, and yeah, just be positive, be healthy, exercise. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Gani from Brisbane. We're happy to know that you're safe and healthy, and hang in there, okay? Salamat sa iyong oras.
No problem. Thank you, Claudette. Thank you for the interview.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.